Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, the weather outside is frightful. Ain't no hot chocolate in here to be delightful. I need some liquor to go.
Yeah.
I'm a hoe.
You see how he made that admission? Amen. Amen.
Lord of mercy. Well, take two. Welcome back. Not even welcome back. Welcome to season two.
Yes.
Welcome to season two.
I mean, same thing works.
Does it?
Yeah. The take two was funny, though. That's funny. This is definitely a take two. We already recorded, but someone said, you know.
Somebody is a little too diabolical, and FBIs will be showing up to doors, and we don't have the time, okay?
I was just stating, you know, if these folks were serious, then this is the way to show that they serious. Now, they would take my plan and put it in action. I feel like I can't be held liable. Somewhat. Maybe. Is it? Oh. No more.
Okay. You could. Because you said it. You said it.
But I don't know them people and they don't know me.
Nah. Make a choice.
But because they took my idea, that's crazy. That's crazy. That ain't how I work with no fashion folks and no music folks be stealing people ideas. Yeah. Yeah. Same concept. Same concept.
Different what?
I just feel like it was a good plan. So if y'all ever want to restart the more aggressive version of Black Panther Party, call me.
Oh, yeah. Call Shaka Khan. Somebody call up Shaka. Somebody call up Shaka. Call up Shaka. Anywho, this year has started off a very weird-ass way. It literally started off a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What the fuck? We are only 10 days in.
Amen.
We don't have a cyber truck blow up in Vegas. A terrorist attack in New Orleans. A bomb threat with a semi in South Carolina. The bombs in the French Quarter. The nurse and the black baby situation. The man and the girl in the mobile that was killed. President Carter croaked over. What else don't happen? The fires in LA right now. Then you had the power grid and Fort Worth caught on fire. What else don't happen?
This is a lot.
Yeah. It's only been 10 days. It's snowing in the south, like heavily. It is snow outside. I can see through the breeze. I can see through the bushes.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Not gonna hold you. Being able to see that far through there is a little weird.
Because it's usually consumed with darkness and all that, so some type of light reflection.
But even like during the day, like it's normal, like you don't really just like have the notion to look over there and just see everything. But see with all that snow laying out there, you can literally see everything. It's a nice field. It's probably some old deer run through here.
Oh. Surprisingly, love a good Bambi, love a good Dambi. I need some deer jerky in my life. A little bit of spice to it. It tastes very gamey because it is gamey. But you know. But yeah, all this stuff don't happen. And it's just like, girl, we had the beginning of the year. Can we get a break? And then that man get elected in a couple days. And Beyonce dropping something good, hopefully, on the 14th. Probably gonna be the Rock album. If it's a tour, I'm gonna have to sell my kidney and my left arm.
Batman's inauguration being on MLK Day is a smack in the face.
It is. You saw they convicted him?
Yeah.
Also, but no jail time?
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
That's the problem.
The president of the United States
is a convicted felon.
Is a convicted felon.
I'm holding space.
Can you even work at Walmart as a convicted felon?
Probably not. It,
that's my point. Oh, to be white.
Bam. Mm.
Shame. Shame.
Before God.
Shame. But to start, I mean, I don't really care about the whole Tesla thing. I mean, it was in front of the Trump Tower, so like...
You don't care.
He really should just drove up through there. But I mean, like, that's... If you gonna do something, you know, go all out.
We not doing that this game.
Okay.
The New Orleans attack, sister. The New Orleans attack.
I really hate that that was a selection. Riding down Bourbon Street, cruising down the street in my 6'4". That he didn't have to do that.
He didn't.
He didn't have to do that. There were just, I don't know. Something just don't feel right. And I guess it's, I'm wondering what is the causation in this moment for these things. Like what is taking place for like 1, 2, and 3 to take place in the world, in the now. Cause one thing in New Orleans, one thing, what was the other one?
What?
It was in LA.
The fires?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in LA right now.
Not the fires, but the Tesla, the Cybertruck.
Vegas.
That's in Vegas. And then you said the...
French Quarter had bombs.
That.
But that's also in New Orleans.
And then the truck.
And then the truck.
So, like, what is happening to where 1, 2, 3, 4? Like, what is taking place? That is my question.
That's it. I feel like they're trying to prove a point, but what's the point? Because, like we mentioned before, if it's infrastructure...
Oh, someone also got arrested for, someone showed up to the, Capitol.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. So that was another, like, that's just something else.
I saw that.
That's just something else.
I don't know what's going on. It might be bull. But I also saw a thing where they was talking about, that Al-Qaeda and ISIS is training over like 1,500 terrorists and getting them over here legally to come over here and cause havoc. They're getting them work visas, tourism visas.
I mean, but we're talking about Americans. These are Americans.
That's true too.
So, I mean, I can see that the American people, we do the same thing when we send our soldiers over there undercover to wreak havoc. Same thing. Every country does it.
Valid. But you know, domestic terrorism is the highest form of terrorism in the United States of America. And they're mainly white folk.
Mainly. Some of these were some colors. But mainly.
Oh, okay.
Mainly.
Because every time we watch the news and the terrorism attack happened, do the first question we ask. Was they black? And if they not, it ain't got shit to do.
Now, on that front, to be fair.
Being fair?
We can say the same thing about, like, school shootings. It is not because we don't, our community does not perform school shootings, it's because they do not get coverage. Most people don't know that. There are a lot of school shootings that take place in black neighborhoods and at black schools, but they do not receive coverage. Granted, they don't be mass shootings. Okay, I can't say that. They don't be, oh my God, shoot my bang bang. It don't be that. But shootings do take place at black schools.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they would.
They do happen quite frequently, actually.
I mean, a little white man bringing a pistol in, mad at somebody else that he just want to shoot because they got into a fight yesterday. I mean, hey. But he ain't going to kill a teacher in the whole classroom and 13 innocent kindergartners.
But I said, if you going to do it, do it big.
Oh my God, today.
You're going to do something, you know.
Y'all said I got to do it. Do y'all see the foolishness I have to deal with here?
I don't know, but it is alarming. I think it's setting the tone. I don't know if it's setting the tone for the year or setting tone for this man's presidency.
Both. Two things can be right at once.
Two things can be true at once. Shaky.
I already shake enough.
Yeah. But how well. Shit happens. Rest in peace.
You know, I like to say sometimes you just gotta go fishing.
Then does that mean?
Fish. Fuck it. Shit happens.
Ha. Ha. Okay.
So that for my cousin. Yeah, sometimes you just gotta go fishing. I said, what the fuck is that? Fuck it. Shit happens.
Huh. Okay. Okay. That's new.
I always use it.
Shout out to my nigga Gucci. What else didn't happen?
I don't think I got some fires in LA.
They did figure out that those are people setting those fires. So I think that's good.
They arrested them, didn't they?
Yeah. So I think, and it's apparently multiple people. It's not just one.
But you know, they still haven't, this is zero containment.
Hey, they said that by tonight, I think, they should have contained it by the time in the morning get here. They should have contained it.
Just need to come over here and get some of the snow and just drop it on it.
But I think, I don't know. Like, it is sad that it's happened. I think that in itself is a message, because he aimed specifically, or they aimed specifically for the rich and wealthy.
They did, because that's exactly where it started at.
So I think that, hey, shit happens. Sad, but like, they got the money to, clearly, you must have the money.
Because insurance ain't covering it.
Not even that. Those homes were not cheap. They weren't cheap homes.
I know, they weren't.
So clearly, you must have the money. Clearly. You know.
Was anybody black involved?
What you mean? Talking about arrested wise?
Mm-mm.
Or housewise?
So yeah. I'm pretty sure they were.
Yeah. It's LA.
Something like real, like, people that high in society.
No.
Only person I really cared about was Paris Hilton. That was it.
Paris is cool, I guess, but Paris also has money.
She does. She has a lot of it.
So she'll be all right.
She'll be good.
All that bitching on and complaining. Who's another one? One of the racist whites. His house got burned down, but all that bitching on and complaining when you're literally probably a billionaire.
More likely.
Or have a net worth of, like, in the high millions, there's nothing to bitch, moan, and complain about.
But you know, net worth does not account for what's actually in their account.
Yes. But if you've been alive and in this business for that long, the person who I'm talking about, I wish I could remember his name. But he's been acting for a very long time. A very long time. A very high-end actor.
Oh.
So, all that bitching, moaning, and complaining,
I don't even care. He'd be all right. Peace and blessings to everybody involved.
Yeah. I think DDG, one of his houses got clipped. But he got the money, so.
Oh, DDG.
Yeah.
Had a baby daddy.
Yeah. Had a baby daddy.
I stopped liking him. He was all right. Then he got weird.
All right, at what point?
I guess he was all right because he was with her, and I liked her. So I associated the liking of her with him, and that was
that's
like...
That's a character flaw. Hell no. Yeah. That's a character flaw, sister. Fix that.
Maybe one day.
Maybe there's something to fix. You dating somebody does not make me like them. Hell no. Careful. Hell no. That's like saying that everybody who... is your friend's friend is your friend.
No. Exactly.
Okay. Right. So, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of people.
Exactly. See? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So he was all right. No, the fuck. That thing's always been weird. Oh, did you see the thing with Megan Thee Stallion?
No. What happened with her?
Just dating someone, I think, casually. Or she took a picture with a NFL player, NBA player, whoever he was. So, some girl decided to
take all the pictures of the people that she was dating and put in a collage and post it on Twitter.
Well, it was just him and his text messages.
Oh.
Him doing a little tricking, whatever. You know, a little tricking. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay. But, like, purpose. But some white women got online. One acting like they don't know. One acting like they don't know how to say her name.
Megan?
Right. And Megan is a very common white name. Very common white girl name. But if you like listen to the clip, it's like, what is it? Meg Thee Stallion? Meg Thee Stallion? I think I'm just going to call her Megan. Bitch, you know how to say fucking Megan. But basically, it was about the boy. Because it was like, oh, I had no idea he liked black women. You know, because he was talking to me.
Microaggression is hollering. Ah. Racism is showing, girl. Huh. That bitch is hollering.
Keep that vintage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you. Because they were, yeah, they were.
We can jump them.
They was like, yeah, I had no idea. No idea.
Let me guess, they were white, blue-eyed, blonde hair.
Of course they were.
Y'all do know that blue eyes is a form of incest somewhere down that line. It's a trait of incest. I just want to throw that out there.
Bitches, a lot of black people with blue eyes. One of our very top actors at this point in time has blue eyes.
What they gotta do with the fact? Ooh. I said down the line, I ain't say your mama did. Genes are recessive and dominant. But somewhere down the line, that is ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yes, but
who wants to send me a fucking mail?
We're not getting 100 years down the line and you are the only person popping up with blue eyes. So it would technically have to be somewhere.
Someone got it started.
In your last.
And then it popped up.
In your last three.
I mean, people be doing stuff with their cousin, don't be knowing it. See, there's a big, you never know. Long distance cousins, your daddy don't have to sex with some random. You never know. Hey. We all brothers and sisters in the eyes of the Lord, so now what?
I don't want to hear that shit.
Okay, so then what?
I don't want to hear that because no, we're not. All brothers and sisters, we all do not share the same DNA. We literally do not.
Valid.
Yeah.
But still, so, I mean, hell. Your daddy could have been sleeping around. Next thing you know, you don't move somewhere where that person is there. And next thing you know, y'all just end up linking up some type of way. No. You never know how life might work.
Hell no. Y'all don't be asking questions. As soon as I meet somebody with a last name that even remotely resembles anything, I'm asking questions.
I guess I got lucky.
Because where about you from? Where are your people from? I ask immediately. It's a dude who I was talking to him. And as soon as I sat from a bill, he said, oh, my uncle's from there. He named me and I said, he from what area specifically? When I call out these names, do you know them? I'm asking questions because hell nah.
I'm happy my family's resorted to one single section of the great state.
Do that with you. I'm asking questions. My mother's maiden name is not a common name, so I know for a fact if I come in contact with you and your name is any variation of that last name, more than likely we're related.
Oh, that's how I feel about my last name, even down to the white ones.
Well, I don't know no white Mahans. I don't know nothing else. But if you're black and your last name Mahan, more than likely we're related. It's spot on that we're related. I think it's only one guy. There's a D at the end of his, but I think that's just a variation someone took. I'm almost sure that child is a cousin.
That's us. G-U-I-L-G-I-L-J-I-L. Stevens. And then the ones across the pond.
Mm-mm. I don't. Your last name, Watkins.
That's a trucking company name there. Up here, to be exact.
See, I just don't.
That might be your people.
I don't take no chances.
You just walk over there.
I don't take no chances.
And be like, I own 50% of this company.
You trying to get somebody to sue me. You don't even know this nigga.
We don't even know this nigga.
But, I just. Oh, Lord. Let me try to get comfortable.
True.
I think the year's gonna be. We gonna run on and see what the end gonna be. That's what's gonna happen. That's all you can do.
You saw some of the old grandma. I'm just running on. See what the end gonna be, babe.
End gonna be.
It could be laying in my heavenly home.
Amen. Jim Carter. Folks died who ain't never died before.
Jimmy Carter is gone. Well, you know he was already gone. He just went to sleep. That man has been gone. What you said? He wake up just to vote.
Just to vote.
And then go back to sleep.
Wake me up in the... I just... Hey, did you watch the...
Of course not.
The proceed. Them folks messy. They messy. Their seating arrangement is messy. All of that. And people have been going up all day on Twitter.
Was it... It looked like it was an order of precedence.
Like I said, messy.
They were in order.
Messy. Just messy.
And Joe and Kamala was in the front.
Yes. But just when I say messy, I mean, yeah, but that's what you're supposed to do is people. And I think that's another thing. People are getting upset because Obama and Trump were cackling together. But it's like, do y'all not know how to be adults and be cordial? It's a fucking funeral. It's a funeral. You had Bush walk up, didn't even acknowledge the man's existence.
Damn.
Bush. Bill Clinton looking at the vice president's ass as she walks by and sits down.
He ain't gonna never change.
A whore. A whore.
He ain't gonna never
change. We never realized that Hillary head was that goddamn big. I know she mean head, but...
I heard his casket was very nice.
I ain't looked at
it. They said at least 30K.
Oh.
They're going to the ground. It's crazy.
Right. You don't need me to see. Yeah, we gonna see. The bird flu is at.
It ain't even H1N1 no more. It's H something
N1. H5.
Yeah. There was a reported death in Louisiana.
50% mortality rate.
So you got a half a hand chance?
You got just a half. And that really depends on where you are. And your access to healthcare.
I'm happy you ain't be right there. Okay. Roll the gurney. Oh.
Just roll me up that hill, baby. It's all right. Don't send the ambulance. I can't afford that.
Oh, good thing that has happened. Speaking of that, medical bills are no longer on your credit.
Hey, man.
They fall off.
One thing I will say is...
Autumn lab course.
When you get, like, emails of things, when you know you've gone to the doctor, do open that thing where it says, like, oh, check your benefits or whatever. Open that. Because more than likely, it's showing you what all your insurance has and has not covered. There was a man also on Twitter, and he was upset that when he had never opened it. And so when he did, in total, he owed like $12,000.
Damn.
But that's in total. And so what happens is every time you go to the doctor, every procedure you have, you know, dermatologist, all that stuff, of course it goes on your insurance.
Right.
Your insurance covers what it can. And really, now some stuff they do be tripping, because I think I looked on mine and it said like $300 on one, $115 on another, but one was really like $7. $5, $3. Bitch, how you covered everything but $3? So, I do encourage everyone, go check that, because that's probably what's been laying on your credit, or in general, just even laying on your insurance. Now, granted, they ain't gonna cut your insurance off because you ain't paid it, because I know I'm not paying it.
LabCorp still ain't got that money.
LabCorp ain't getting shit from me.
Because why y'all just don't cover that one test?
Bitch, that's literally your fucking job. It's to test the blood. That's literally your job. You getting paid, ho. You getting paid. I'm not paying them.
Quest.
And Sally Mae. Gonna have to get it back in blood.
I wish I could say that by Iris. She can't get her back.
No, I'm not gonna play with her. I'm not gonna play with her.
They do garnishments.
I don't, yeah,
they
I don't
freeze accounts.
I don't play with...
they will come get you.
I don't play with them. I don't play with them. Irene, Renee, and Sarah. I don't play with them girls. I do not play with them. I don't play with them. I paid them. I don't play with them. I refuse. I refuse.
You live and you learn. You live and you learn.
Yeah, nah. Folks go to prison over that.
They got it. That's a certain amount of time. It be accumulated.
It's still.
What is it, like 30 years?
I don't know. I don't even want to find out. We won't even get that far.
Erykah Badu almost went.
Exactly.
My daddy getting garnished right now.
See what I mean? Hell no. I garnish anything over here. That's crazy. I can stab somebody.
What you doing? I'm going back 1099, baby. But y'all ain't taking shit from me.
I can't afford that. I can't afford that at all. What's tax season, ain't it? Get my paperwork ready.
I think I'm going to do an extension to October. I ain't ready.
Yeah.
What you call the Irene, Renee, and Sarah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they ain't got one payment from me yet. So I need to wait a little while longer before I file again.
I can say they have gotten one. I ain't old enough like $200, so I could have been paid it.
You are an old enough, and I'm not saying it on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to make a payment. You need to make a payment.
I'm just going to ask for an extension.
You better pay that before we be visiting you.
This is the federals. I be in a good prison.
Ain't no such thing as a good prison.
I have a basketball court. And a gym. How come I that be? Whoa. What you been doing?
Working out. First off, bitch, you're going in alternative living. First of all.
Why?
Pump. Punk.
They still throw me in there.
You're going in alternative living.
I'm a nigga.
You're a punk. Alternative living is the punk section. You're going in alternative living. That's real. You're a punk.
Punk. So like alternative living, like how the senior citizens live, alternative living, or are we talking like just a nicer area?
We're talking about a separate area that is still in the prison system before the punks.
So I can still get my gym.
Yeah.
And the basketball court.
Possibly.
And the Libri.
Yeah.
Does that mean I get special food?
No.
Uh-oh.
But it also depends on which prison. So you may be in one where they be like, they just combine everybody. You get special treatment by the niggas. They treat punks good in there.
I wonder how they be dishing.
The old school way.
Water bottles?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, gotta eat light. You coming out to be...
Here's the bigger problem here.
Huh?
That we are serving time. And the first thing that comes in here is, damn, I gotta eat light.
I'm not talking about me.
Oh, they gotta eat light.
They gotta eat light. So I'm not talking about me. Damn. Cause I ain't got no plans on going. I'm gonna start sending them $10 every week. I'm gonna put a little something on my own books.
Bitch, I thought you was getting the same and say, I'm a top.
$20-$25 top era. Soft top era. Yeah,
I have your
soft top era, all 2025. Yeah. What up, fuck nigga? Yeah.
It's not even believable.
I'ma walk in there. Hey, yo, what's up? Would I leave?
Alright, girl, bye. This was fun. Damn.
Punk. Punk. I'ma post a good old train looking picture.
Oh, fuck.
Got a nice, good old train picture while in the air. What's up?
Oh,
you ready?
Oh, so fuck.
Girl, this is fun. I'm about to go. You want to do this again? Nigga, look at me. Huh.
No, bitch. Me. Literally, dude, I was talking to them tonight. We were sitting there talking. Because you see the nigga, this is a big nigga. Big nigga. That boy spoke. I said, Paul, please, huh? I said, no. I said, nah, what? I can't help it.
You sure? That nigga punk.
I couldn't help it. as soon as he spoke. Because if you saw the nigga, you're like, this nigga is very hood. Very, very hood. And I don't mean like, in like a...
I beg your pardon? Let me go back to Honda.
Paul?
Honda. And pull it.
Paul? Because you gotta ask yourself, is he a punk? Or do he just like white women? Or is it both?
It's both. Or is it both?
Is it both? But that baby I was sitting with, he was a, I couldn't help it. It slipped out so fast. But he didn't hear me.
I got a good way to get away with it, too. I look at the car again. Look at him. Punk. What? The trunk.
Pop it.
Trying to see how many bodies I could put back here. What? Huh? No, the trunk. Pop it.
Jesus.
I want to see how many bodies I can put back here.
Fuck. My God, today. That is funny. Y'all been sorry. Ask me for a day upon.
That baby on TikTok don't started some shit.
Yes, cause this shit's so funny.
What's how that be down there though?
Pump, pump.
Now I gotta find other words to get away with it when I ask people real quick.
But you gotta say it, Faye. Pump. If the first time they say, huh? What? Is you crunk?
Oh, I got one dude at work. I'm gonna do it too. He drive flatbed. He walked to me one day and said, "What's up?" Me, "What's up, bro?" Pump. What? I ain't say nothing.
It shouldn't be funny.
I become worried about a lot of truck drivers that be out there, and I really be wanting to ask. Oh, I can tell Khalil to do that to that boy that work at Walmart. Just ask real quick. Some boy that work at Walmart, he got a crush on. Well, he gonna be doing Spark deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
He be wanting to see gay. I'm gonna say, just throw in the word pumpkin and see what he say. No, I said you could put it in the trunk. Oh.
Now, what happens if they catch it?
Baby, you better be ready to fight. Yeah. I hope you can fight, or you already got one in the chamber. Something must be done at that point.
That is funny.
Good luck.
That is funny.
I'm not worried about me.
That's just so funny.
I'm just gonna run you over. Especially if you're standing outside the car. All right. This is fun.
Oh, that's funny. It should be. It should be. But he has started some. Cause every time I watch his video and he said that shit, I holler.
He said one time when you living in New Orleans and you bring a punk into your family house, you had that punk in here?
Yeah, the neighbor said you had that punk here. The neighbor lying. Oh, they lying, huh?
That shit is funny. But sis, I got one question. For those who don't know, it's a lot of nonverbal communication going on right here. Do you have any goals this year?
I beg his pardon. Oh, he think he's funny. Oh, he think he's funny. Oh, this motherfucker think he's funny.
30, yes.
Yes, you know.
Y'all think y'all funny. Y'all think y'all funny.
That's true. But you know that you have 30 minutes.
Do you know you have 30 minutes? 30 minutes.
Derek, I'm on your ass.
If they got 30 minutes.
I'm on your ass, Derek.
Maybe like 30 seconds.
I'm, first off.
Girl, as soon as you turn that head to the side, put them hands together, I beg your pardon. That's as much time as they have. After that, they might have like 10.
Derry think he's fucking funny. He think he's funny. Bitch, I got 2.5 hours.
For you 30.
I have 2 hours and 12 minutes.
You know you're about to be 30. But yeah, any goals this year?
Ow. You don't know. I just...
Goddamn back hurt.
Bitches want to talk about my age. My back don't hurt.
Well, you're more active than I am.
Start stretching, kids.
I need you to walk on my back after this.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Start stretching. You know, you've got to bend your back to be an issue, bro. But you got to bend your back for more things than just getting bent, okay?
I wish we had a camera.
But anyway, not that I've really thought of. I've never been one to, I guess, make plans in a way. Like New Year's resolutions or things like that. I've never been one to do that, so to speak. The only thing I would say that I know I have planned, you know, is like the trip for birthday. But talk about anything like that I want to do, like as far as if I wanted to move or something like that. I never really make those kind of plans to say, like, this is what I want to do. And I don't know why.
But as you mentioned beforehand, before we started recording, the I can say the end goal or the ending of that not going how you want it to be, mm-hmm. and then disappointment.
Yeah. Because I think it is some disappointment there. If you're telling yourself, this is what I want to do. By the end of this year, this is what I want to have complete and have done. Yes, it's feasible to do if you have the necessary things, you know, to do that. Or you've already gone about laying the foundation to complete that by the end of the year. But if you haven't, and as we know, life loves to life.
That it does.
Then you do find yourself in an area of disappointment because you weren't able to complete that. It may not have been completely at the fault of you, but you know, why make a hard plan like that to then be disappointed in yourself, and then that just sits you in depression. So I just kind of, I probably make things as I go. Or if I'm making a plan, like I said, I know for a fact, if I'm making a plan, then I already have what I need to execute said plan. Mm-hmm. Not, I want to make a plan, but I still have to find a way to execute it in the next 3 to 6 months to have it established by the end.
Mm-hmm. What did they say? Most New Year's plans or resolutions don't even last past the first month? If that, the first 30 days? Quite literally.
Actually, the first 30 days, really the first five. I want to say like one of the, in the first week, there's a specific day. It's like, it's called like Quitter's Day because most people quit their New Year's resolution by that day. And I want to say it's like in the first 3 to 5 days, really.
Damn, you bitches ain't got no discipline. Damn, you hoes ain't got no liquor discipline. I mean, I do have certain goals I want for myself this year. If it comes to disappointment that it doesn't happen, then hey, fish. Fuck it, shit happens. But you know the whole thing on moving, recording more music, mm-hmm. being more financially stable. Mm-hmm. Some of the shit I'm going to make happen, whether I want to do and life wants me to do it, or whether it does not want me to do it. Like being financially stable, those credit cards are disappearing. I don't know how long it's gonna take me, but them hoes gotta go.
But that's more feasible.
I guess I do have feasible goals.
Yeah, that is more feasible. Paying off credit card debt
to at a certain extent. You know, because a bitch got 50K of a credit card debt.
I don't know what to tell you.
But, like, certain credit card debt, like, that's feasible to say, hey, I wanna pay off 2 or 3K in the next 4 months. That's more feasible than, okay, I wanna move next month, but you don't have the finances to do so. Or, I wanna move. I want to move in the next 6 months, but your finances are not lined up to do so.
Shady, shady girl.
Hey, girl. Hey, that's not feasible. And it's not feasible because you can't do it. It's not feasible because it would not place you in a financial situation that is stable.
That's true.
And that's what I mean. Any plan that you make, you want to know that you are making said plan, not necessarily with the goal of to complete or being a good, to complete it, but you do at least want to be in a good standing. If I want to move in the next 6 months, I need to know that I'm able to, in my last month, pay for this month.
Yeah.
And also have the money to pay first and last and deposit for that month and pay for me moving.
That's true.
That alone right there
is a lot.
That's at least $8,000, and that's me being generous. That's me being generous. And I say $8,000 because you need a comfort spot, because you got to be able to pay your rent, which is more than likely over $1,000. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to pay first and last there, which is over $1,000. That's at least three right there.
People still doing first and last month?
Some apartments do, or at least they put it on there to say so. And so, just in case,
yeah.
That's $4,000 gone right there. You have to then move.
How far you go?
Right. You got to then move your things. Mm-hmm. That's at least $2,000 right there.
I don't know that shit in the back of that goddamn truck. Oh.
Like, that leaves you with $2,000 to at least, so you'll be able to groceries, miscellaneous things, stuff like that. If you want to do something, you know, that's what I mean.
I get that. I can catch with that. The only thing I'm gonna say is I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but by God, I'm gonna do it.
Hey, come on. Intention is important.
By God, I'm gonna do it.
Intention is important, but I don't know. I know for. I can say for myself, the only thing I know that I've really, really planned for was that birthday trip. Like, I know I'm going to that no matter what. The world can burn. The world can literally be on fire. It'll be on fire, but Patrick Cortez will be across the sea for that week. And I'll come back and see the fire if it's still going on. Now, that I do know. That's it. Where I go as far as my job, because that takes time in itself, and we literally just did that on our talent review cards and things like that. And they was like, oh, you gotta put something there. I'm like, what am I putting there? I can put it there, but what the fuck does that mean? It doesn't lock it in. So I can put it there as a goal, but that literally doesn't mean anything unless I can actually make it happen to me.
I get that. I can see that point of view.
But what I do know is happening.
That's true. Have you heard from her? Or she still on?
I think still. Girl, I'm hoping she's not dead. Because, bitch, at this point, we are off break. But I do know that she travels herself, and then sometimes she go, bitch, I was like, damn, I wonder if she was in New Orleans.
You would have saw her on the list.
What, are they put a list out now?
Yes.
Bitch, I ain't look at that. That scared me. Bitch, if I look on there and see that woman's name, I don't know whether to share a tip for her or to try to find out who people is so I can get my 250 back. Because now you can't do your job.
You sound like somebody who is a product of capitalism. You can't do your job.
You can't do your job. Bitch, I need my motherfucking money back. And I hate to walk up in the whole funeral. Hey, baby. Michael Douglas is sorry for your loss. She owed me $250. I was a client, and she was planning my birthday trip, bitch. And as we can see, she can't complete. One of y'all got that? I can see them people ready to fight. And see, now I gotta break out midnight and turn this into a get down or lay down. Over $250, that bitch was non-refundable, but bitches finna become refundable because she can't do her job.
I didn't want to say shit else funny while I was drinking that. She can't do her job. Speaking of I do want to go to the store and price something. I'm not going to say that on here, but I do want to go price something. Before they, well, they're not going to ban them, but I do want to go price something. Hmm. I think we should get one. Hmm. You should get one and I should get one. Plus a shotgun. Just in case shit get a little sticky around here. Hmm. Because that ain't going to miss at all.
Are you trying to shotgun shells? Mm-mm. What the fuck you talking?
Hey, y'all. Huh? Hey, y'all. They sell them in Troy. At Family Farms.
Oh, bitch, I don't need one.
Just in case shit get a little sticky around here.
I hope not. It's never that deep.
It'd be for some people. But, nah. I say, yours is, you know you're going on that birthday trip. Me, I know I'm going to move my ass from the great state of the Confederacy. I got to go.
I mean, yeah.
I got to go. I can move, depending on if he still decides to stay there. I can move to Denver if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. But I have to work out some logistics. But what the fuck is in Denver for me?
But see, like, that's what I mean. Like, if you're going to... If you have the plan to move somewhere, then your foundation of it should already be. It's, and I'm saying that with saying that if it's in a next like 6 months, then bitch, your foundation should have been set 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Not you trying to get it together in 5 so you can move on in 6 months because there's too much room for error. Too much room for error.
It is. It is. Like, I know my lease ends in June. I'm not going to move directly after my lease. I'm going to be honest with you. I might trap out that truck for a little while.
Well, that's not bad, dude.
Just to give myself a little bit of grace.
Yeah. You know, save a little spending money.
Quite literally. Or I might just change my address and go work for another company.
Ah.
Because there is that company in Charlotte.
Yeah.
So I could always change my address to my cousin's address.
Bitch, sidebar. You can tell me and Maya hit the same birthday, hoe.
Oh, yeah, you and Maya do got the same birthday.
Bitch, I know that. All right, watch the story. I said, Cat. Cat.
We had one birthday yesterday. Damn. Hers is Saturday. And then two of our family members have the same birthday.
Damn.
That's on the 12th. Deep. We got back-to-back birthdays. Damn. The 9th, the 11th, and the 12th.
I'm saying that as if we had the same thing.
And then my dad is just a 17th.
That's crazy. I did not wish them a happy birthday. We just did.
Recommend. Anywho. Mm. But yeah, you know, give myself a little grace. What else? What are the little goals I got for this year? Your birthday trip is a goal. It is a goal.
You want to have feasible. I'm telling you, she need to. I hate the email. I hate to send her a follow email. Be like, hey, you know, we're in the 3rd week of January, girl. But I'm telling you, sister, we gonna put up the list afterwards. If her name's on that list, I gotta find which. I think she lived in Chicago. I think I remember her saying that she lived in Chicago. I'm gonna have to take a trip.
She lived in Chicago.
Yeah,
she ain't no scam, man.
No.
Oh, I gotta watch some Chicago. Gotta watch
them. Wow. I'm gonna pay you a scam.
I hate that to pull.
Regardless, I have a first and last name. Oh. Now that I can't say. And so, scam, do you recognize scam? But I fuck my. To incriminate myself. Was for the career. I put it like this: O Block ain't got nothing on mine. Okay. Okay. She's a pretty girl too. Very cute.
I just need to email like a trace of IP.
Exactly. Yeah. Because now I'm hoping she not dead for real, because that will break my heart.
To go get you.
It's gonna break my heart. How'd you know her? She owed me $250, bitch. What Dizelle said, bitch, I'm from around the way. I'm leaving here with some. I'm leaving here with something. And either it's going to be my $250 in cash, Cash App, Apple Pay, or it's going to be $250 worth of shit.
Are those pearls?
Where the pearls?
Man, the car wasn't like, what the hell is going in there? You get a call. We can go. Did you get it? I got something.
I got something. Let's smack that bitch in a casket because I.
Bitch.
You bitches better run my mouth with money.
Well, being that the way them people die, it might be a closed casket, sister.
Damn, that's crazy. But I'm hoping she's alive and well. I'm gonna send her an email Monday. Get some time. But I'm gonna send her an email because I'm Jesus.
If something happens to me, sister, you know, if you can just want to meet that 250, I can. Where you wanna go?
Jesus. Where you wanna go? As I open my email to make sure she ain't sent me nothing in today.
But yeah, you know, certain goals and stuff that I want to do. Music is one of them. Music is
a big one. You need to lock in. Say some small. I beg your pardon?
You know what's funny? LJ called me last night.
Close?
What's close?
The gym.
Probably because of the snow, girl.
Girl, that don't affect nothing. What they got to do with the gym on the inside? It's the gym. It's a 24-hour gym. They don't even be there at night.
Oh, that's why people be doing what they do in the background.
Yeah.
Fine. Anyway. I need to switch my membership.
Anyway, yeah,
you need to lock in. Because Planet Fitness be closing at 10 now, so ain't no purpose.
Fuck all that. You need to lock in on the music.
I just sent you a song today.
Okay, so that's one song. Okay.
I've sent you a bunch of them.
Okay, yeah. Sparingly. Yeah, you have. Yeah. Like once every 3 months. If not 4 or 5. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, we need to take our crafts more serious, bud.
By the way, I'm not a rapper. Yeah, throw that out there. I don't know the first thing about hibbity hop and biggity bop. I don't know the first thing about that. Well, I'll be out there. I love the doggy. You know the doggy. Yeah, I don't know the first thing about that.
Baby, just give me a bumpy.
I can scat. I can scat. And not the nasty form, but I can scat.
Huh.
A nigga be like, you in the scat play?
Ew. Oh, da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da. That was not coming out. And I knew it wasn't coming out.
If it would have pushed out, if that would have came out,
that would have hit though.
You know, you practice more.
You can't do that too much. You fuck up your vocal cords.
I mean, practice in general. Yeah. How goes
those? Did you not hit them high notes I hit earlier?
How goes those whistle tones?
Did you not hit that high note I hit today?
Yeah.
That was close to my whistle register.
Okay.
Let's go very close.
Okay.
We've got better going up.
Okay.
But who whistling? I can do like Jennifer Hudson did that time of whistling to the mic. Jay Hood said, a whistle needs to be here, and so she whistled.
Need to practice more. Practice makes perfect.
Does it?
No.
We see Auburn.
Who?
We saw Auburn.
Auburn who?
Practice must have made perfect if they didn't win that many games. The team. Football.
Oh, bitch, I don't know nothing about that.
That's crazy.
I don't know nothing about that, but I mean, the same can be said for Auburn. Everybody has a loss.
That's true. That's true.
Everybody has a loss. So,
That is true. Is the Eagles on the playoff?
I don't know about that.
Sorry.
I don't
know. Random thought. I know the Cowboys aren't.
So the two. Punk?
Punk. No, a lot of punks that like football.
I somewhat agree. Do I think they're watching for the game itself? Somewhat. Somewhat. Oh, they're watching for other things? Definitely.
I want to get real aggressive on football.
I mean, most men do. For a game they can't play, ain't never played, and then get drafted to play.
Well, you know, I don't get aggressive on football, but when we talk Broadway, I got you. We talk a music or theater, I can do something with that. Bitches know nothing about the Wicked original soundtrack.
I can't do nothing with it. Why? Because for some shit that I currently don't get paid to do. That's crazy.
I love Broadway.
I like it too.
New Broadway.
But I'm not taking a bitch to task for some shit I don't even get paid for. I'm not even investing that much time in it.
Are you here now? Am I getting paid for this argument? No. Okay.
Are you on Broadway? No. Am I on Broadway? No. There's no need for this. There's no need for this. Did you try? Oh, you did. Did you make it? No need to answer.
Rhetorical. Rhetorical.
What are we talking about? Because guess who's on that stage? Them. Guess who's not? Be calm. Be calm.
Be still.
Yeah. And that's literally why I say people go in to buy sports. Are you on the field?
They do be yelling.
Are you on the field? Do you have access to the field? Are you on the team? Were you capable of being on said team? In real time. In real time. Yeah, I got to choose to play. So did I. So did I.
You play football?
Yeah, girl. I'm really good at sports. I'm really good at football. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to pick you up by those knees and put you right on your back. Yes. Defensive line, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you.
Offense, girl, you speak in Spanish. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to... Oh, yeah. I know sports now. Don't get me wrong. I know sports. And I have trophies. And I'm not talking about the, oh, everybody gets a trophy for participation. No, baby. In the 90s and early 2000s, that wasn't the thing. Those who were playing got a specific trophy with their names on it. Big Mama got several. Gymnastics, too.
I was a music nerd. So.
I got several. Football is my sport. Who ain't got on? Who?
I played baseball for a little while.
I couldn't get into baseball. For one, because people try to hit you on purpose with them damn balls.
I got hit twice on purpose. See, with the damn ball. One in the chin, one in the head.
See what I mean? And suddenly, I'm swinging at everything but the ball. And I'm going to connect.
Yeah, with that bat, hell yeah.
Yeah, so let's, yeah. No. Listen, I couldn't for that reason right there. You hit me one of the fucking balls, and the next ball I hit is going to look like your head. I can promise you. But football, I loved football. In the now, nah. Come on, some niggas can't. If you knew as much as you said you knew, you were as good as you felt you were in high school and maybe college.
You know what I would say? It's a knee injury.
Everybody got bad knees. Look at Cam Newton. What's your excuse?
Punk? What do you make me think so? Speaking of punks, I need August L.C. to drop a 6-tape. Or on the fans or something. Started off with that skincare line, you know, doing y'all draws a couple times. We ain't gonna slowly make the clothes disappear.
How did we get there?
I don't know.
I thought
about punks and celebrities.
My God, today.
Y'all don't keep no other niggas. No, I don't want to see no Lil Nas X. I don't want to see no... That's who I want to see. That man said he be climbing his tree. I wish I'd go.
Huh. I don't remember I did.
It's crazy work. I do. So, you know, goals. Goals for this year, you know. What y'all say? Write a diamond plan. You know what the words say?
Now, that is a realistic thing. I do agree with that.
Like, I said I was going to go buy a journal.
Like, writing it down.
Yeah, buy a journal. Buy a composition book. That's what I use.
And write what you...
Write what intention?
Yes.
And very specific?
Extremely specific. Like, extremely specific. And I think it's important when you do so to make sure that your actions following are geared towards that. Because that's the only way to fulfill those goals. It doesn't make any sense if you just write it down. And yes, you wrote it down with
I mean, faith without work is dead. What they say.
Yes. Here's the problem with that phrase. The problem with that phrase is that the church has used and abused it so much is that it takes the obligation of what you're doing. You can say that faith without works is dead, but some things do not work for the good of the people. You have all the faith and you can be doing the work, but some things do not work. They just don't.
That's true.
But that also takes away the church specifically, because prayer, 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 prayer. If you're saying that prayer fixes things and it changes things and faith changes things, then you shouldn't need the work. Because, bitch, I prayed. I had the faith you asked for, you raggedy bitch. Why it ain't working?
They say the faith of a mustard seed, child, and I just don't understand that. I would never. That's a, you know how big a mustard seed is?
I mean, I ain't seen them.
That's a small bit of faith.
Huh. Just a little light. Even the smallest of light can get you through the darkest of tunnels. That's what old folks say. It's a lie.
I was about to say, because what am I going to do with that?
It's a lie, because you're going to have one of them little red pins, the ones that shine a little thingamajigger, but y'all know what you're going to see with that little...
I never understand the thing of, you know, the faith the size of a mustard seed, baby. If I have that little faith, that means my faith is dwindling out of this.
But you have something.
Something.
That's their thing. That is what they're going
that's
with.
That's crazy word.
You have, yes, it's small, but you have something. And something is better than what the old will say. A piece of man is better than none at all. A lie. But you have something.
I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Kat. That is never going to ever make sense to me, no matter how anybody explains it to me.
What you mean?
The face of a mustard seed. It will never.
You got something.
Mm-mm.
You have something. You don't. Do you have faith or don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's that you have something.
That's crazy.
And something is better than nothing.
A mustard seed, though.
Hey.
Y'all couldn't give me nothing else.
Hey, asking too much. You're asking for a lot.
A mustard seed.
Asking for a lot. I'm pretty sure the person who came up with that
was not thinking.
Or maybe that's all they had. Huh?
With a mustard seed.
Huh? And that mustard seed
turned to a mustard garden. This bitch don't pass out. Don't have a Baptist fit. You just got that done. Don't need to wait for too many times. It's gonna come undone.
You still gotta take the fucking pictures, bitch.
She took something to smell. But it's that. That's all that is. That's all it is. It's the easy scapegoat, though, because again.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
But I mean, if you believe in what you believe in, let me see. What they say? If you believe in the Lord.
That whole prayer thing, I got some words about that prayer situation, too, but I'm not in my business. Just pray for him. Baby, he needs mental help.
Oh. I mean, entertain folks who that's their logic.
I'm just going to pray for you. Baby, he needs to go to the hospital and see a doctor.
I would tell you so fast, don't pray for me because I don't know you.
There's a lot of people that post on Facebook, y'all pray for me. Can I pray for you? What am I praying for?
Not even that. Everybody's prayer is not good.
That's true.
And so when it comes to ask for people to pray for you, or you know, people just saying, I'm going to pray for you. No, you won't. No, you won't. You may pray for somebody, but it will not be for me, because I don't know your actual intention. Even when my grandmother passed, my dad's mom, she was in the hospital, and the pastor came. I didn't know the pastor, like, and I still don't know him, but he's the pastor of my home church back home. And when he was like, I'm going to come around and pray for everybody, you know, we did one group, you know, prayer for her health, but he wanted to pray for people individually. And I beg your pardon? Baby, I don't even know you. And that man got to me, and I beelined out the room, because I literally just told you I don't know you.
That's valid.
So I literally left him with, he was coming to, listen now, hands wave. I don't know you. And I'm sure you may mean well.
Very much so, probably might. But keyword is might.
But even Lucifer meant well.
He did. I did. You know what thing I do say though? Mm-hmm. We be talking, I'm like, I'm pray for you. That's the prayer. Those three words. I'm a pray. Well, those four words. Mm-hmm. I'm pray for you is my prayer. That's all I got. Mm-hmm. Because I really have nothing for you.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm pray for you. I always say that though. I say, I'm pray for you. And at the end, I say, that's the prayer. I'm pray for you. That's the prayer. You ain't pray. Exactly.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
If heaven got milk and honey, I want what hell got. Y'all got to look and chase.
Well, I know where I want to be. I don't know fucking milk and honey.
Y'all got to look and chase. Get down now. We got liquor. What type? Fireball.
Oh. I make it work. Y'all drink this every day. No tequila.
You ain't got no tequila.
Y'all don't have no Hennessy.
No good cognac. Whiskies? Any whiskies?
Y'all don't know how to make Hennessy. Fireball is crazy. Those of you who drank that still, get help.
I had no other choice the other night. I had no options.
You did.
You did. I needed something.
Oh, see?
I needed something.
Oh, yeah. Forgot to take the stairs.
Ciao. That'd be a conversation offline. Anyhow, we had 1 hour 9 minutes. We don't know what this episode was about. It was just an episode.
It literally was about goals. What are your goals? That's what you was aiming for.
That's what I was aiming for. That's not how that happened. Happy New Year's, bitches. Anything you gotta say?
To be 30.
Ah.
30 and flirty. And thriving.
And a whore.
What the fuck?
I gotta throw something in there.
Bitch, you ain't even know what they're 30 is.
Oh, when you talking about me, I was talking about you.
Oh. Well, we know it's a no. We know that's a no. Ain't got nothing for you. Nah, I literally up. I ain't got nothing for you but prayers. I literally just had Nick. I know he got mad at me asking where I was at. He was like, you know, I am. Can I come over?
No.
He was like, I want to come over. And I said, oh, okay, cool. He's like, so are you home? I said, yeah. But what? What do you want?
It is after a while you just stop giving a fuck.
Something more to offer.
At least you're hitting that now. I know a lot of people just now hitting that in their late 30s, almost early 40s.
Mm-hmm. I've always hit that. It's not, you have to have something more to offer. I'll be 30.
An hour and 30 minutes probably.
And by an hour and 30 minutes, I'll be 30. I've been having sex for the past 20 years. You need something else. You need something else. 10. you need something else. I need you to all be able to
offer. I'm surprised you said that on this mic.
I don't give a fuck about them people.
Oh. No, your mama listens.
And if she's listened to me in person, she would also know that too. If she's actually listened to me when we had these discussions before, then she knows that. I've been doing this since I was in the fifth grade. I've been doing this. You need something else. You need something else. And at a certain point in time, they only $39.99. Okay? I got a machine in there for $89.99. That I can control the speed and all. The rhythm and all. A stroker as well. You just hold that motherfucker up. It go as fast or as slow as I would like it to. You gonna need something else. To hold, to get my attention and to hold it. You need something else. Cause sex is not gonna be it for you.
That'd be a good episode.
What?
What
I just said?
Yeah. Not necessarily saying what do you bring to the table, but what do you offer?
What do you offer as a human being?
What do you offer? How can you... How can we... Would the word be amplify each other? In a way?
Yes.
Such relationships. How can we make each other better?
Yeah.
What are you bringing to my life and what am I bringing to yours? Because you can't bring nothing here and I have everything, and I can't bring nothing there and you have everything.
Right.
There has to be a trade-off of some sort. In a way.
Yeah. You're in the room. You're in the room.
Mm-hmm. I'm in there. I don't know where I'm at yet.
I think saying that amplified part was what was good, because even if you have everything or they have everything, there's something about you that's going to amplify the situation for them and vice versa.
Correct.
So I think that is a good wording for that. It's just knowing what it is.
And that's not even when you're talking about partners and relationships. That's friendships, too.
No, friendships are relationships. People miss that. This is a relationship. Give and take works the same way.
That is true.
It's a relationship. Your soulmates are your friends. It's not your partners. Most people, I know most people feel that way. I think I met my soulmate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. It's not your partner. It's not. It's not the love of your life, I can promise you. Your soulmates are your friends.
Anyway. Peace and blessings and love and light.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
When y'all hear this, I'll be 30.
Literally.
Send a bitch some money.
Yeah. All right, peace and blessings. Love y'all.